All right, we're going to move on to item 11, failure to report. Ms. Iverson.
My name is Stephanie Iverson. I'm the Plans and Statistics Department for any of the new commission members, mandatory harvest reporting, data supervisor. We have four cases for you today. All of them are here except for one, Mr. Jenkins. We were notified, he was actually served while he was incarcerated, and we were notified by law enforcement at the time that he may or may not be able to be here today. And as of right now, I have not seen him sign in or had any indication that he's been here. If I can just ask if he's here really
quickly. Mr. Keith Jenkins?
Yes.
Mr. Keith Jenkins? Mr. Keith Jenkins, apparently he's not here. And you said he was incarcerated?
When they served him at the time.
When they served him, all right.
There was no indication how long he was going to be incarcerated. They just said that they served him while he was incarcerated. I have a couple of blue papers here. Just changing on a couple of you guys' papers. Nothing really minor. Just in my
opinion. So is this?
They're just the page numbers. You can just switch out your page numbers.
Is there? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I got you.
If I can call. Mr. James Marshall.
Mr. Marshall.
Did I get one?
Yeah. Mr. Marshall, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record. Stephanie.
Mr. Marshall is currently on probation and was placed on probation in May of 2012, May 22nd, 2012. During that time, he had failed to report his harvest on time by the fifth day of the following month. He was served, he was sent a postcard first card notification for May 2012. And he was also missing reports for October and November of 2012. He was sent a second postcard for May 2012. And then subsequently a third and final notification by certified mail. Then he was actually served to come before the commission at the June commission meeting. Law enforcement was unable to serve him for the June commission meeting or the July, and they were able to serve him for this commission meeting. So he's here today. Currently all his reports are up to date. When he contacted our office, it was, of course, after he had already served. Staff is recommending a minimum of 6 months suspension of all licenses issued to Mr. Marshall for violation of the terms of his probation by failing to submit his monthly harvest reports by the fifth of the following month. Immediately following his release from suspension, staff recommends probation for Mr. Marshall for a period of 2 years, during which time failure to obey Chapter 4, VAC 2610, or any other laws relating to the marine resource of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Marshall appearing before a hearing of the commission on licenses revocation.
Any questions for Stephanie?
Just, Mr. Jenkins. So you refresh me, Stephanie. When was the last time, Mr. Marshall, he's familiar. When was he last year in front of us?
May 22nd, 2012.
2012.
Yes, sir.
So a little more than a year ago. Mr. Marshall, what do you have to say for yourself? I'm astonished that you're back here.
I can't read or write. I mean, I'm right, but I can't spell that good. So, I mean, the people I'm working with, that's who fills out for me. My boss, and I'm just helping. Excuse me. I mean, that's all I can say.
Who's your boss?
Right now is William Smith.
And he fills out the forms for you?
Not right now. But the one we're signing to is taking all of it.
Are you a full-time waterman?
Yes.
What fisheries do you participate in?
Oysterman right now.
Oyster. You do any crabbing?
I used to.
What are you going to do if we take your license away for a year or 6 months?
I don't want to. I mean, that's all I know. I hope not, I know.
Do you understand how important it is that we get these reports,
yes,
you know?
Sir.
And I thought you understood that back in May of last year, but you don't seem to be getting the message.
I'll try it and out. Excuse me. I hope you don't take my life.
What's the pleasure of the commission? Do you have any questions for Mr. Marshall?
We don't have a lot of choices from our position, you know. There's probation, revocation, or no action. There's not a lot to choose from when someone's doing it, failing to report. And I'm ready to hear anything more creative than that, you know. I just don't know of anything else, and I hate to take somebody's livelihood away from them, you know, if it can be helped and if they want to comply with the rules, because we have a lot of people out there working hard to try to comply with the rules.
I'm afraid you can't keep putting people on probation when they've proven that it doesn't work. That's what concerns me, and what kind of signal that sends to everyone else if all you get is being put on probation after repeated visits to the commission. That concerns me.
I would say the same thing. I mean, there's a certain what is acceptable and what is not, and not reporting in a timely fashion is not acceptable, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of case you can put forward. And I hate, as you say, Mr. Plumlee, to make it so someone can't earn a living, but if they can't operate within the confines of the law that we have to protect our resource, the other fishermen, and the citizens of the state, then they can't afford the opportunity to be there. So with that, I'll make a motion to go forward with staff recommendation.
Staff,
that's a 1 year?
No, that's a 6 month.
6 month. Okay.
Six months. The motion is to suspend all licenses for 6 months. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And I guess the other part of the staff recommendation was to then, following that, place him back on probation for a period of 2 years. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Plumlee. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. 6 months suspension.
The next harvester.
Go ahead.
The next harvester is Francesco Cafari.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Francesco Michelangelo Cafari.
Stephanie?
Mr. Arcafari was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of May 2012 by first postcard, second postcard notification. He was missing additional reports for the month of June through December 2012 and January through May 2013. He contacted staff by phone after receiving the postcard notices and told staff that he was a helper with someone else for the month that he was missing his harvest report. Staff informed him that he needed to get a letter from the person who he was working with, signed, and stating that they worked together for those months. Mr. Cafari was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Cafari, who was unable to leave a message for him. He has been contacted by staff on several occasions. Mr. Cafari is currently missing harvest reports for the months of May through December 2012. And January through May 2013. Staff recommends that Mr. Cafari be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, during which time failure to obey Chapter 4 of Act 2610 or any other laws relating to marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Cafari appearing before a hearing of the Commission on Licenses Suspension.
Are you still missing 13 months? Data, is that what you're telling us?
Yes, he's still missing 13 months. Mr. Cafari What we did talk to was the person who he was working with. He was able to get a letter today from that person. However, the person whose vessel he's currently working on has not sent his reports into the office. So although we have a letter stating he worked with him, those reports from that person are not in the office. That person is scheduled potentially to come before the commission next month.
So he hasn't reported either?
Yes, sir. So Mr. Kafari is in a position where the person who he is on a vessel with has not reported his harm. A letter stating that you work with someone doesn't help you if that person themselves have not reported.
Not reported. Mr. Kafari?
Yeah, basically, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard spot here. Every year, I've been working with Vernon Lee Ward for the past 2 years and 9 months. And every year, for a few days, we saw it my card, and I fill out my reports and send them in with my name and his name on it. Now, for these periods in question, I was a mate on his boat, and I've asked him several times, and I started getting those white postcards to include my reports. I gave him my name, address, all the information in my reports. Well, I started getting the postcards again. And J.C. Burton Jr., all you guys know of as Bozo, told Vernon to start putting me on his reports. And lo and behold, I found out today that Vernon hasn't been putting any reports in. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Either I got to grab him by the scruff of the neck and make him do the reports, or I get a suspension. I don't know what to do.
What licenses do you have with fisheries?
The commercial registration card, the hand tong, the off-spot cargo permit.
Any questions for Mr. Kafari?
I have a couple. How long have you held these licenses?
This will be the 6th year now. I'm not a generational waterman. I just started doing this like 5 years ago.
5 years ago? Have you had a previous run-in with non-reporting?
No.
And you've self-reported up until this time?
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions?
But you do realize, you say you're between a rock and a hard place. You put yourself there. I mean, we haven't done this to you. You do understand that, correct?
Well, sir, I do, and then I don't. I can't physically force a man to put my name on his reports. If he's saying he's doing them, I have to take him at his word that he's doing them. You know, unless I actually sit down right next to him and he's going through reports, I just, like I'm saying, he was asked by me, and he was told by J.C. Burton twice, including me in his reports, and he hasn't done it. Now, I'm here in front of the commission. Based on the possible suspension, had a missing day to work to come down here and do this, and the only way I know how to resolve this on my part is to actually grab hold and say, hey, get these.
What kind of harvesting? What kind of harvesting were you doing? So you're harvesting oysters on public bottoms.
It's not a suspension recommendation. It's a probation recommendation.
Right.
Probation. I'm sorry, right. That's the wrong word. But yes, I'm the mate on the Emily Sue.
But you're getting because you have a waterman's card, you're getting a limit. You're getting a limit of oysters in your name, correct?
Sir, I don't understand that question.
You're harvesting on the public grounds, correct?
No, on private grounds.
You're only working on private grounds.
We work the public season when the public season is open, but the rest of the time it is either hand tong or private grounds.
Well, what reports are missing? Public ground or private ground?
Private
and public. Yeah.
Both.
And it was my understanding, since I'm a male on the boat, that all I have to do is give him my information, and Captain Ward is the one who should fill out the report with my name on him. The manpower, the hours we worked, our harvest catch, whatever we did. And he's telling me he's doing this, and I find out today from Stephanie that he isn't even filing any reports.
Seems to me we need to get Mr. Ward in here.
He's already at certified letter, so the next step is commission.
What requirements are there that a mate report his harvest?
Everyone is required to report their harvest by the 5th of the following month. There's nothing that states whether you're a mate or a primary, everyone is required by the 5th of the month to report their harvest.
Particularly if you're harvesting a bushel limit of oysters from public grounds, that's really in your name. Every cardholder on board the boat is entitled to a catch limit.
Correct.
And every one of you should be reporting at 8 or 10 bushels or whatever it is in
and
your
they're
name.
They're putting their vessel limit on one report, which is fine, but someone has to send the report into the office.
Okay.
So they're getting their vessel bushel limit based on those commercial harvesters that are on that vessel.
You have a choice. You either report it in your name or one of the people on the boat, I assume the captain, list everyone's name
That's the assumption I was under. The captain makes the reports for the boats and lets everybody on the boats.
I would advise you when you're working on public ground to harvest your own reports.
This is my 8-limit catch.
Right. Y'all, what do you want to do on this?
I do have one more question.
Sure.
Stephanie, he received a postcard way back how long?
His postcard.
They've been coming for a while.
So the postcards are coming. It hasn't been done, and you didn't respond. I mean,
I did respond, sir. I spoke to Laurie. I don't remember what her last name
we
was.
Have,
there's a phone record.
We have their phone call log. Actually, we talked to him in April. That was when he was told, you know, you need to get the harvester's letter into us. This is now August. We still haven't.
And he had the option of reporting what he had done.
Well, of course.
All throughout.
I didn't understand that I was supposed to do that as being the mate on the boat. That under
you understand that
my assumption, you know, when you assume something is, but that the captain of the boat was supposed to fill out all pertinent or required reports. Now, if I knew I had to fill it out, there's people here who could be the witness that I do what's right. If I knew I had to fill them out, I would have filled them out and they would have been here.
All right. Well, I think the way we would determine that what you just said is true is put you on probation and probably never see you again because you're going to start reporting.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion from Mr. Tankard for 2-year probation.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Plumley. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Hope we don't see you back here again.
I hope not. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you need to talk to your mate.
Captain.
Just report yourself. Forget about the
Robert Hogg.
Captain's eyes.
Right.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you.
Mr. Robert Hogg was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of April 2012 by the first and second postcard notices. He was missing additional reports for the month of May, November, December 2012, and January and February 2013. Mr. Hogg was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. Staff made additional phone calls to Mr. Hogg and was unable to leave a message at the time. Mr. Hogg, however, did return our calls later on, and he had been issued his service letter. He told staff that he was helping with someone else for the month with the missing harvest reports in 2012. Staff informed him that he would need to then the commissioner assigned a letter from the harvester with whom he was working with. Mr. Hogg has since submitted his missing harvest reports for the months of December 2012, January and February 2013, and July 2013, as reported. So as of today, he's currently up to date with all his harvest reports for 2013, as well as the missing ones in 2012. Staff recommends Mr. Hogg be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, during which time failure to obey Chapter 4 of Act 2610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Hogg appearing before a hearing of the Commission on licenses suspension.
Mr. Hogg.
I've been the same thing again. I was working with another man. He took me and he messed up the reports. He said he's got them all right, stuff like this right here. I got what I could. I've got all my reports with me. I carry them everywhere I go, every day.
What fisheries do you participate in?
I have a commercial card. I have a gill net license. I'm on the oyster ground. I have agriculture license. I'm pretty well set in the board. I've been working out here since 1973.
All right. Any questions?
I have a problem with coming down here on any of my life. All reports.
That's good. Yeah.
Pleasure. As long as you depend on somebody else to put you down, I got reports right over here. Where I have took and put Mr. Marshall down when he worked for me. I had him on my report. When Frank worked for me for 2 years, I had him on my report and everything because it was my job. It says right there, crew. And I put their identification number down, their waterman card number down, how many bushel we had that day, whether it be public or private property. I did it all.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move that we go with staff recommendations.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Hope to not see you back here.
I'm not a demonstrator.
Thank you.
No, sir, you're fine.
Back to Mr. Jenkins. What do we want to do there?
Well, if he's currently incarcerated, I mean...
He's not fishing.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure when or if he'll be available. So you could just hold it off until he's, you know, appeared.
Can we research when he might be available?
Absolutely.
And
I
invite
can
him
with law enforcement
to the next available
here.
Meeting?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's what we'll... Any objection?
No.
That's what we will do. Thank you, Stephanie.